Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
Everybody, this is your host Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the era-spanning classic falsetto of singer Aaron Fraser. We have known about Aaron Fraser for a while. His voice would ring out from behind the drum kit in his band Duran Jones and the Indications, complementing Duran's silky delivery with his high, clear tone.
It's still in San Diego. You can hear a baby cry.
He's in the tradition of a lot of great falsetto singers. Here's a short list. Frankie Valli.
Sherry,
Robin Gibb from the Bee Gees. Sam Cooke. One of my all-time favorites, Curtis Mayfield.
Just move on up toward your destination.
Jeff Buckley. Smokey Robinson.
Let the music take your mind.
And Prince.
Just leave it all up to me. I'm gonna show you what it's all about.
Pretty good short list. Production on Aaron's new album was handled by another familiar voice.
I said wings, sweet.
He spoke to KEXP's DJ Morgan about it.
So as you mentioned, folks may know you as the drummer and singer and songwriter of Duran Jones and the Indications, and this is your first solo album. How did you end up deciding to make a solo record?
Basically, I got a call from Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys while I was frying some plantains, making some dinner, and he was just like, I heard your music, I love your falsetto, I wanted to make a record like in this falsetto style for a while, and I think you're the person to do it. So I said, hell yeah.
First of all, how does Dan Auerbach get your phone number? Is there like an artist phone directory that you get?
I thought the station had the directory as well. I think it was, you know, management to management maybe passed along the number. And I had heard from you know, my people that he was enjoying my music. But a lot of times stuff like that, and I'm sure for somebody like Dan, who's super busy and, you know, has all the stuff going on, that stuff generally moves a lot slower. But it was that same night that I had heard that he had been enjoying my music that I got a call from like a, you know, Akron, Ohio phone number. And it was Dan.
Wow, that's so cool. What a high compliment, too. So when did this recording process happen? Was this recently, or was it a couple years ago? When did this happen?
So see, we wrote this record over the course of 4 days, not this past November, but the November before. And then we recorded it in January 2020.
So gotcha.
Just a couple months later.
Aaron Fraser's solo debut, Introducing, is available on Dead Ocean's Easy Eye Sound. For this session, Aaron recorded 5 songs from the album at the legendary Jalopy Theater in Red Hook, Brooklyn. We are more than excited to present Aaron Fraser, live on KEXP.
True.
can't take much more. Thank you.
Just heard Aaron Fraser with the songs Bad News and Have Mercy.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Aaron Fraser.
We to taste it.
And that was our live session with Aaron Fraser. You heard the songs If You Got It, Your Love Bought It, Love Is, and Over You. We'd like to thank Aaron and the band of fine Brooklyn musicians for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, KZUU 90.7 in Pullman, Washington, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the fantastic video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.